Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You better, you bet on radio.com and the radio.com app.
Rush coming. Mahomes floats it. Wide open, Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City. An incredible combination. Mahomes to Kelce, and the Chiefs are running away with it.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on The Bet.
Travis Kelce, I think, still catching passes, by the way. Pretty unbelievable game. Yep. You know, if you're the, you're Sean McDermott, you know, maybe want to, you know, devise a defensive game plan that at least limits Travis Kelce or limits Tyreek Hill, or you just let them run wild the entire game and score almost 40 points. I feel like they could have scored 100 points if they wanted to in this game. Our breakdown of the AFC Championship game coming up in a moment here on You Better You Bet on The Bet. Shout out to all our listeners across the country on radio.com sports and the radio.com app, and our new partners, Terrestrial Radio, 1430 AM in Denver. Hello, Denver. Hello, Denver. I feel like that's going to become a thing now. Hello, Denver.
Hello, Nick. Denver.
And then HD3, 93.1 in Los Angeles. So to our new listeners in Denver and LA, thank you very much. We think you're going to like what you hear here on You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. So you heard the highlight, Travis Kelce, I don't know, like 100 catches yesterday. Love betting Travis Kelce over props because they always win. Chiefs beat the Bills 38-24. Chiefs obviously win in advance of the AFC Championship game. They cover the spread. The game goes over the total. Hard for, and we will always, for our new listeners, we bet on a lot of games. We win some, lose some. We're always going to be honest. When we win, we'll gloat. When we lose, we'll take our lumps. We both had the Bills.
Oh yeah.
I think I was a little more vociferous in my love of Buffalo. I also like the under. This was an unfortunate 3 hours for me yesterday. Not great for the old bankroll. So I think before we get into the actual game analysis, Ken, I think we owe it to our listeners here. And some schmuck tweeted us yesterday like, yeah, you guys got to eat crow for your pick. It's like, or we've won you a ton of money this season. Just shut up and just take the lumps when they come because no one wins all the time. But man, hard to be more wrong about an NFL game playing out than we were, me especially, yesterday with the Bills and the Chiefs.
Yeah, if you're just joining us and you're a new listener, you're home for crow eating and betting the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship. You're on.
Oh, can you
do? You better you bet. Yeah, I thought they were a little more likely to win the game than the market. That was in some part rooted in mystery about what Patrick Mahomes was going to be in the game. There was a version of the game where he was going to be awesome. I thought there was a version of the game where he was less awesome, where he was not able to make any plays with his legs, where he was kind of laboring through parts of the game, and that Buffalo could take advantage of that, and that Buffalo could also score with incredible frequency in the game. And both of those things turned out to not be true whatsoever. Mahomes didn't, he wasn't mobile whatsoever. I mean, that you know, ended up happening. I mean, basically no running game whatsoever.
Well, he had that run at the very end where it's like, hey, Andy Reid, why are you calling runs for your quarterback with Turfto? And B, like, he looks slower than Jason Witten, like, out there.
Interesting comparison. Yeah, interesting comparison with Jason Witten. And also, I would argue, like, why was he still in the game at the end of the game was another thing I would argue. But anyway, you know, he didn't have to be mobile for them to win because, as you mentioned already, the two dominant playmakers for Kansas City who should draw the most attention, who get the most target share, who have the most explosive plays, had all of those things yesterday. So it was not required. The way in which Kansas City won the first meeting between the teams was with an extensive running game because Buffalo played a style of defense. The weather contributed where that was what was being offered to Kansas City. What was being offered to Kansas City in this game was being able to score however they wanted to, basically, and that, you know, proved pretty unfortunate.
Seems like a poor strategy.
Yeah, on the whiteboard in the locker room, like, let them do whatever. Like, okay, coach, you got it. No problem. Yeah, a bunch of stuff worth unpacking here. Again, I mentioned this with the NFC and the idea of the first meeting between teams being somewhat predictive of what would happen the second time they played, and bettors specifically, and people who are smart, people who win, come on the show and they say it's not worth any extra attention. It was a long time ago. All the games matter. Like, it's all of it as a collection. You can't just look at one game and say, like, that's going to happen again. I thought in each game, although Kansas City's offense was dramatically different from the first meeting to this one, part of that maybe because the weather changed. You know, we don't really know the answer to that. I thought that Josh Allen not playing particularly well was a common theme that linked both games together. And in this game specifically, you and I went into the game thinking, okay, Kansas City, it's not that we didn't think Kansas City was going to score. We probably thought they would score with some frequency, but that Buffalo would have a lot of success offensively in the game. That did not happen. And there were a number of plays where Allen is just holding onto the ball. There's nobody open, like running to his right, which he's made a lot of excellent plays from that position this season, scrambling to his right when nobody can make those throws. None of that stuff was there in this game. And I think, you know, Kansas City's offense looked great. Mahomes is awesome. That's all fun. But like, to me, like the pivot point between how I thought the game was going to play out, why I like Buffalo, and what actually happened on the field was the Bills offense and their inability to score in the red zone and their inability just even play for play to have a lot of success with any explosive plays of any kind.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can we call a spade here? And like, I love Josh Allen. And like, for our new listeners in Denver and Los Angeles, it's You Better, You Bet on the Bet here, bringing you the Wagertainment, radio.com sports as part of the new BetQL audio network. Our longtime listeners know I love Josh Allen. Josh Allen made me a lot of money this year, both betting on Buffalo's Bills games and also in fantasy football. Like, Josh Allen's awesome. There's no doubt about it. I'm not a Josh Allen hater, but we have to be honest here. Allen was not good this postseason, and he was not good in the postseason game that they lost last year against the Houston Texans. Like, sure, they beat the Indianapolis Colts 27-24. He made a couple outrageous throws where the receivers may or may not have been inbounds, but that's a story for another day. But, like, I would argue that game was more about the Colts losing it, and I said that after the fact, right? Buffalo beats the Colts on wild card weekend. He was not impressive in the Baltimore game. Lamar Jackson was also bad, so maybe that distracted a little bit from the fact that Allen was bad. And then he was bad again yesterday. He was brutal, and I think it ran kind of in stark contrast because of the brilliance of Mahomes on the other side, but he was not great in any of these three playoff games. And Ken, unfortunately for Josh Allen, I feel like the narrative is going to start to develop here, and maybe we can kind of capitalize it on it next regular season here, that Allen may not be a big-time player when it comes down to the postseason. It's unfortunate, but I think, you know, given the four games of study that we have here for Josh Allen, I don't really know that you can fight against it at this point when, like, he didn't look great in any of the four playoff games that he's played, and he was bad yesterday against the Kansas City Chiefs. Period. End of story.
Sure. And it's you can make a lot of arguments for why that would be the case, right? You have quality of opponent. You know, obviously you go to the playoffs. First of all, you finish the regular season against a series of teams that were not very good, and they played excellently in those games. And Allen deserved all of the accolades that he got for the offense playing as well as they did in that series of games. So it's not, this actually doesn't take anything away from that whatsoever. But obviously the quality of competition ramps up when you're in the playoffs. You play the Colts, who have, you know, not like the tier one kind of Rams or even Saints on a slightly lesser degree level of defense, but doesn't play particularly well. They're probably lucky to win that game. play the Ravens, who again had none of their players together basically in the entire season, have everybody together in that game. Okay, like it definitely was not a dominant offensive performance. They score, what, 17 points in the game. Again, Lamar Jackson gets hurt. All kinds of things happen in that game. You know, as the competition ramped up, he looked a lot more vulnerable. He looked a lot, he was still making some plays on the move and everything. But, you know, I thought that was interesting too, where, you know, is he the type of player, and we have teams that fit this profile, even from a betting standpoint, quality of competition, teams that look a lot, you know, the Ravens are a team that when they play a team, they're much better than, they win by 100. They look amazing when they're favored by 2 touchdowns. They cover frequently because of how they like to play games and what makes them comfortable, right? When the Bills, maybe this is going to become a thing with the Bills. You mentioned taking advantage of it next year. Is this a situation where this is a team that you really have to kind of cross-section? Okay, who is the opponent? If this is an opponent Buffalo is expected to beat, they will actually cover with more frequency than a team with like a sort of a top tier defense that could give them a lot of problems in a spread, you know, a game that's lined, let's say, you know, 3.5 or less each way, something like that. So maybe this is becoming more of a team profile thing, the more these guys stick together. And, you know, we'll see obviously with coaching and coordinators and what ends up happening, but could be a Buffalo thing, you know, kind of going forward that we take into next season.
I hate these NFL insiders, by the way. I know they're just doing their, how about that? Is that
a lot of them?
I hate these NFL insiders. Yeah. All the reports come out on Sunday morning. Actually, Patrick Mahomes isn't 100% with the turf toe. And then he goes out there and he looks unbelievable on the field.
Right. Like, actually, stop tweeting. Actually, maybe just don't pick up your phone.
Never tweet ever. Like, Patrick Mahomes not 100%, or he throws, or he rains hellfire and brimstone down on the Bills for 3 hours on a Sunday in Kansas City. Can we like slow down on the coronation of Sean McDermott as like this, like next great young head coach in the National Football League? Like, like the LaFleur thing happens in the first game. Like, that's bad. And that was worse given like the stakes that were involved at the very
end
of the
game. And the Arians thing. I want to make sure we lump those two things together. And Arians choosing to be aggressive, whether it was Brady or not. Tampa, let's just say Tampa, because I know you want to say it's Brady, and you might be right. Tampa chose to be aggressive and it paid off in the same game in a very pivotal moment. Those two things happened in tandem in the first game.
Ken, like, okay, to our listeners out there, it doesn't just have to be the two of us that say this or think this. Like, what were you thinking at the end of the first half or in the second half? Sean McDermott is settling for field goals when they're down 2 scores. The kick, in both instances, made a 2-score game, a 2-score game. And on the other side of the field is Patrick Mahomes, who's carving up your defense like a Thanksgiving turkey. Ken, I could not believe what I was seeing from Sean McDermott yesterday. Just a terrible game plan going into the game. And I thought it was going to be better. And maybe that's bad on me because I bet on Buffalo. I thought the Bills were going to win the game yesterday. But not just like the pregame, the pre-flop stuff with the game plan, but then the in-game decision-making, he turtled in the biggest moments. I thought it was embarrassing. Honestly, I was embarrassed for him, and I guess I was more angry because I lost money on it, but that's terrible from Sean McDermott. I think we need to slow down on the Sean McDermott. Like, what a great coach. Great coaches don't do what Sean McDermott did yesterday. Maybe he'll learn from it. Maybe he won't.
The thing that makes it so frustrating, honestly, and for people that are longtime listeners of the show, Nick and I are frequent critics of coaching decisions in key moments of games, because there are so many to pick apart and so many to critique. But there are, I mean, this is supposed to be the best of the best, right? We all think LaFleur is a great coach. First of all, he outperforms expectation in an incredibly high amount. So like he is a successful coach, and all the other coaches that make the playoffs, and McVay and Harbaugh and Andy Reid.
He might be George Seifert 2.0. The jury's out.
It's possible. But whether it's LaFleur in the first game or Sean McDermott in this game, the situation's very briefly. It's 4th and 2 at the Kansas City 2-yard line with 14 seconds left in the half. You're down 9. You choose to kick. It's 4th and 3 at the 8-yard line, 5:52 to play in the third. You're down 9. You kick. Those have to be goes both times, and it's not close. That's the part that's so staggeringly crazy about all of this. Like, these don't seem like,
consider like, you know, the opponent, man. Like, think about who you're playing. The Chiefs got the ball to start the second half, went down and kicked the field goal. It's like all the work that you had there. That's why you got to go for the touchdown. It's just embarrassing, man. I don't know. It's just stupid.
I just, not because we bet on the Bills. It's not just because we bet on the Bills.
Although that certainly didn't hurt, you know, my feelings on this. Matt LaSlap and Slap McDermott not getting it done yesterday for their respective teams. Super Bowl Sunday, Kansas City a 3-point favorite over Tampa, total of 56. You know that we're going to break down this game in full as we move along here on You Better You Bet. Coming up right after this, we'll welcome in our friend Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, to break down Super Bowl Sunday and Championship Sunday. You are locked in to the bet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.